Blog Talk Radio.
Power Pride Ball, the 10th annual PopX,
Friday, 5 April 2019.
Host, Cash Mizrahi, legendary Oso Melon, icon Angel Yamamoto, icon Danny Ebony, MCs for the evening, icon Jack Mizrahi and Johnny Melon. Where? At the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables, 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33145. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS starts at 9 p.m. Ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables, $250. Includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. 6-10. Eight general tables, $200. Includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. 6-10. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number one, best dress, 5 points. Mini grand prize number two, bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number three, open to all team faces, 3 points per face. Mini grand prize number four, pride awareness campaign as a house, 5 points. Come in peace or leave in pieces.
Thank you.
life, a savage life. Snakes and thieves, every man has his price. It's hell below, who will or won't sell his soul. What's my goal, go to jail and fail? Hell no. In the streets there's a few ways out, cause face it, time is short. Think fast, will I resort to a life of crime and fast cash? Nah, I'm destined to be king, staying on the right
I'm
path.
I'm in love, but I'm still sad.
In the world oppressed, how do I express my very own ghetto Gettysburg address?
Wake up. Sunshine is LaBeija, bitch. I'm a Taurus, so you know we're going hard as shit. Ain't no way I'm trying to deal, I'm on some profit shit. But at least you get to witness when I'm profiting. I got a full clip, I'm trying to make some hits. How you still trying to hate when you ain't got no win? Oh, you tripping, girl, you better go and tie your tip. I'm trying to vote, getting no coin, find the dick, bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway, trying to mop grand prize. Come on, cut, nice try. Your boy claiming he no homo, buddy, cop. I had to jump on IG so he could download me. I got a new single coming plus the movie too. I wanna see what you gon' do when I come for you.
I'm a fat bitch, bump your click. Bitch toss slick, I'ma snatch your wig. I'm a fat bitch, suck some clit. If that bitch toss slick, I'll ambush the bitch. I'll run up the bitch, I'll gut the bitch. Had to fuck up the bitch, man, fuck this bitch. Won't fuck this bitch, but fuck this bitch. When I say but fuck, dig up the bitch. She was stuck up, my nigga stuck up the bitch. Still dragging her, so don't trick up the bitch. Get the combination to the state, crack the bitch. Lock the whole operation, choke hold the bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway, trying to mop grand prize. Come on, cut, nice try.
Yo, it's your boy Izzy Stars LaBeija. You're tuned in to Juicing with the J's, hosted by Jason LaBeija.
Good evening. Please excuse what I look like. I'm letting my hair grow out for a friend. I'm going to be in a fashion show in about 2 weeks, so I have to not get a haircut. It's a hair show. And I don't like the way my head looks, so that's why I have the song. And I'm feeling kind of gay superhero-ish today. What we originally... First of all, hey, good evening, everyone. Please share this live if you can. The call-in number to the show is 646-668-8783. Justin, if you can pin the number to the thing, please do that for me because I don't know how to. So if you're here for this shit, this Jesse Summer situation got me. Sean, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about a lot of other stuff that's been going on that we haven't talked about that I've tried to stay away from for the simple fact because it was a little controversial. And I value my friendships with people, and sometimes I and other people don't see eye to eye on situations, and I'm learning that sometimes it's just best to just be quiet because people are going to have their own opinions. They're not going to change my point of view, and I can't change theirs. So we can agree to disagree on certain situations. So there's a lot of topics that we're going to cover tonight, and if not, it's going to continue next week. This is not going to be a long show. Thank you, Justin. This is not going to be a long show. Some of the things that we are going to talk about tonight is the hate we give each other, as you can see what I wrote, I don't even remember what I wrote, but I think the hate you give is going to be one of the things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about LGBT versus us, because I really do not think that we are a part of that community. And for a long time, I may offend a lot of people tonight, but I've offended people before and I really don't care. I don't feel like I'm a part of the LGBT community. I don't feel like that umbrella. I've never felt like that umbrella included me. I've gone to gay pride because I thought that as a gay person, that was what I was supposed. But I've never felt comfortable around around Caucasian people. I've had my own stories. I've had my own incidents. I'm going to share. I'm going to try not to share tonight. I'm going to try not to be so talkative tonight because I've been told that sometimes I don't want to be like in other shows where the host just talk, and nobody else says anything. But be mindful when I am the only person talking, it's because other people don't want to add to the conversation or people not calling in. So I can't do anything but what I'm here to do, and that's talk. I will try to read as many of the comments as I can. If not, Justin, that's why I have a partner in crime. And let me just bring Justin on. I'm still waiting for Justin to make an intro for the new season. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the Robin to my Batman, the Wonder Girl to my Wonder Woman, the Pepper to my Salt. Justin, you are on the air.
What's good? Before we get started, I'm going to make this statement. All summer, it's all about crop tops and V-neck cut jeans. Let your body show. Anyway, good evening. How are you doing?
It's been one of those days. It's really been one of those days, and I was trying not to get involved in a lot of situations and a lot of things that I saw. So I've been really kind of quiet on Facebook because I've been dealing with other stuff. Hey, shout out to my dad, Tommy LaVasia. There's no other dad like you. Shout out to my house. I want to congratulate you all again on your wins and all of that good stuff that you all did. I know you all.
Shout out to the house of LaVasia.
I know you all will do tremendously good this weekend. And in the coming weeks and stuff, whatever is for you is for you. Remember, we are not sore losers. We are always winners, and our light will always shine. I love you, even though I love you all. So that's to my house. Tonight's original topic was going to really deal with and be around family, and I'm trying to call in, but I can't for some reason. Sean, the number that you need to be dialing is 646-668-8783. That's the number that you need to call. The old number, I guess the old number that is attached to the Juicing for the Day thing needs to be changed, and I need to get in contact with Susan so she can update our banner.
You know
that.
What? Okay.
So,
you know, hey, let me say this because I see a couple of people are talking about some of the present issues that are going on right now, like with the Justin Smollett situation or whatever. But I want to be real, real honest with people. Like, where was y'all outrage when these ladies have been, the trans women have been getting killed? Where have y'all been? Like, no shade.
Justin,
like, it has been happening.
And now all of a sudden,
because it's a Butch Queen, now the girls are gagging. No, it's been there the whole time. Don't gag now. Don't gag now. And I say that as a Butch Queen, and it's no shade. There should have been more outrage in our community. We should have probably been doing more things. But y'all girls act like now it's Jussie Smollett. We're supposed to get up. No, girl.
Okay, well, I guess we're just going to go dig right into it. That's how Justin feels, then. And Justin is entitled to feel that way. I didn't want to just jump into it right there.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm here with the shit.
I'm sorry. My frustration is not with us. And as far as, and I'm not going to make this a Butch Queen trans girl situation because that's what tonight. That's what tonight is not going to be about because they have. They have their activists and they have their people to speak up for them. But again, when things happen for a Butch Queen or things happen to a Butch Queen, where is the anger when things happen to a Butch Queen? There's things that happen that don't get reported. Where was the anger when that man poured hot water on those two African American men in Atlanta? Where was the anger and outrage then? There's been lots of things. I'm sorry that. How I feel about the Jussie situation is this. One post in particular that I saw, and I'm not going to say her name, that I saw almost gave it a sense of this is fake news, this didn't really happen, and stuff like that. Where I wanted to start this from is I want to Because I'm just going to start where I wanted to start initially. I want to first start by saying if I offended anyone in any way in my thoughts or my opinions when I gave them on the surviving R. Kelly situation, if I offended a victim in any type of a way, please understand that where I, my standpoint in that was this. I can separate what a person did from what they are. Will I listen to R. Kelly music now? I'm not going to specifically download it, but if the song comes on, I'm not going to just say, oh my God, that's R. Kelly, and cut it off. Do I still watch The Cosby Show? Yes, I do. Somebody brought it to my attention. How can you say in one hand you victim shame and you bully the victim, and but you defend somebody? And the situation I'm talking about is that I defended Chris Brown, and I simply stated that Chris Brown did not rape that woman, and then we found out that it was true that he did not rape her. Do I agree with Chris Brown's antics? Do I agree with the fact that he was a woman beater? Do I agree with some of the semantics and some of the things that he's done? No, I don't. But I do understand that that is a black, that he is a young, that he is not, I'm not going to say a young black man, but he is a black man who has his own issues. We all have our own issues, and we all have our problems that we need to deal with.
You know,
and eventually,
I think to a certain degree, the black community has a certain amount of groupthink when it comes to certain things. Like, I think as a community, as a collective, we all went, so wait, this nigga went to Paris and was trying to rape somebody. You know what I'm saying? And now that doesn't, and I think that's what happened in that situation. Do I think that, in given in the time of the Me Too movement, does that type of groupthink cause trouble? Yes, because what if he had actually gone to Paris and done that? You know what I'm saying? But it's especially following off the heels of all of this stuff with R. Kelly. But it's still, I think everybody had the same reaction, like Chris Brown ain't going to no Paris and raping nobody. Now, if they had came back and said he was physically abusive, we could understand. And I think the community as a whole was like that, which I think having that type of groupthink is bad, because it leaves room for people to take advantage of that type of thought process.
So with that being said, if I offended, if you disagree with anything that I said, then I deeply apologize. Now, moving forward, I've always been one to say that it's us against them when it comes to the LGBT, ABCDEFG community, that they only want us when it's all right. They only want us when they think that they have an agenda that they need to pull, that they think that we can help them with. I have never felt comfortable as a black person. I've never felt comfortable with the LGBT whatever community comparing themselves to the civil rights movement. I've never felt comfortable with them comparing themselves to the African American struggle.
Why not?
They are not.
Why
because,
not?
Because they are you going to let me finish, or are you going to continue to say why not?
I'm not cutting you off. I stopped. Why not?
Because their struggle as white people and our struggle to be able to go into restaurants, to be able to go to the same schools, to be able to get on buses, to be able to apply for jobs is not the gay struggle. It's not. It's two different things. Because I can hide being gay till I get home from work. I can't ever hide being an African American. I can never hide being an African American man. I can hide my sexual preference at work. Should I have? But I can hide my sexual preference at work. I can't hide being an African American man at work. So those two things are not the same.
Here's the thing. I think in that situation, you have to understand that both of the movements on both spectrums are speaking to two different current beliefs between those two people. So it's hard to, on a biblical basis, the gay thing, that automatically, can you treat me as a human being even with your ideas or beliefs of homosexuality versus your views of the Bible? The other one, can you get over your racism And both of those are just as strong. So to be able to go, each movement has their struggles, the things that they're fighting. And I think that they do have a message, and they do correlate together to a degree, because those are things, regardless of what you go on, when you get out in the world, regardless of how you may feel like you blend in to somebody, you may not. And then you may end up in situations where you're really fucked, because evidently that's what just happened to Jussie Smollett. So, girl, this is not this. I just don't. But I think what's more prevalent than that is the silence of our community, and then the basically they're making a joke of it. So that's it's not a key.
No, it's not a key. And again, tonight is going to be a bunch of apologies from me, because I see things differently. I can respect somebody as a comedian, and if a joke is funny, it's funny. And I was on the fence. Well, I wasn't on the fence. One way or the other, I didn't care about Kevin Hart. I never really thought Kevin Hart was funny. I didn't. I never thought that he was funny in his movies. Kevin Hart in that situation, I was one of those people that felt like, okay, I know black people that have said it. I've said it myself that if I had sex with a woman and had a child, I would not want my child to be gay. And the only reason I would not want my child to be gay was because I would not want my child to go through the struggles, the hurt, and the pain of what I had to deal with. And the only reason I understand that was because when I came out to my mother, who was gay, my mother had that same pain,
Jason,
and that same
Jason, okay.
It's going to be one of them nights.
Okay.
And I understood when me and my mother sat down and we had that conversation, and she explained to me, I love you unconditionally. But if that was something that I had to choose for you, that would not be something that I would choose for. And I understand that. So when Kevin Hart said what he said, I got it. But for him to say the abuse and I would beat it out of my child, I'm fortunate I was not one of those kids that mother threw him out on the street. I'm fortunate I was not one of those kids who mother and father beat and banged on them and all those horrific things that some of our community had to endure because they chose to come out and they couldn't find a family. And then when they came out and found a family, they still endure that same kind of abuse because we abuse each other. We're going to talk about that too. So I want to apologize to every single person that if what I said by standing with him at that time, if it hurts you in any type of a way, I apologize. I apologize for that. I apologize for the fact that I thought that some of the jokes that Dave Chappelle said about our community and the trans people were there's just a lot that now I don't regret it, but now thinking back on it, some opinions and some things that you should just some things you just should be quiet for. But then when you're quiet, you give people the okay to continue to do those things. And tonight I am standing in the fact that it is not okay to make fun of my community. It is not okay to continue to push us down when we try to lift this whole community up. Like, for instance, tonight I saw, to me, they're not funny. I've never thought they were funny. I don't even know their names, and I really don't want to give them precedence. But they're Republicans, they're black, they're twins, and they're constantly, everything that comes out or whatever, they try to find some kind of way to make it fake news, like the situation with Jussie Smollett. They made a post, they made a live, and they said all these stupid-ass things, which pushed us back, which further the hatred that our community has towards us, which was the main reason that I decided that tonight we were going to do this show. We're not going to probably come to a resolution, but we need to come up with at least a plan. And I'm not saying that we all need to become like super gays, but we need to stick together. We need to come up with something within our own community, not just the LGBT community, but in our community as black gay men, as black gay women, same gender-loving men, same gender-loving women, we need to come up with a solution and something for us, something that is inclusive for us, by us, to protect us, because they're not going to protect us. The LGBT community is not going to protect us, and they're not. And I don't know.
Girl, the reality of the situation to me is you have to be aware that no matter how progressive some of the things have gotten in this country, there's still an element, there's still that voice. Donald Trump is basically the banner for what is left of people who are just conservative. They ain't got time for it. They're not willing to accept you. And there's enough people in this country to get him elected to be in the country to do shit like that. So I don't even know why, like, y'all are even questioning it. When that happened, I knew, like, as soon as he became president, I knew it was about to be a crazy-ass shit going on when it comes to us. He already banned the transgenders in the military, and the shade is a lot of y'all bitches said nothing. That's the real shade. Y'all was quiet. You know what I'm saying? But needless to say, I don't know. Just be aware of your surroundings. Be prepared. At this age, I really think I'm going to have to go get me a gun because I really don't feel comfortable moving in spaces when I don't know when people may be, you know, because I'm not about that. We going to get to crack it. If you're going to try to take me out, we taking the whole block out. Really. And if you got to be like that, then this is going to have to be like that. It's time out for the bullshit. It's time out for people dying. It's time out for getting attacked. It's time out for getting bashed. If I cannot be me and just be me, the fuck?
But you can be you. But the problem is we are so just like with the – and I'm going to say this now. I'm still thinking about – last Black History Month, because Black History Month is coming upon us quick, fast, and hurried. Last year, I decided that for the 28 days of February, I decided that I was going to do an African American play for the 28 days of February. And if y'all choose to go back into Just Kelly Brum, for those that didn't see it, you're going to have to go back, dig deep into February of 2018 archives, and I put up information on Black plays from February 1st all the way up to February 29th, and I think I ended with Dream Girl. I wasn't sure if it was Dream Girls or whatever it was, but, yeah. So I have not decided what I'm going to do for this month, but I'm thinking that it's going to be African-American gay civil rights activist or something along those lines for the next 28 days of February. One of the biggest things that is bothering me is that we need to stop looking at outside people to help us, because like I've seen posts on Facebook all day long from some of us looking for validation from the straight community. I keep hearing about this Erykah Badu thing, so I finally saw the tweet. I've never really been an Erykah Badu
fan. I was a fan, but I hate when people. Here's the thing, since we, you know. And I'm a levelist. This is more of a political conversation, but it ties back into what we're talking about. If I have to use my rational collective thinking to think about people like Hillary and her political record, I will still use that same rationality when it comes down to Kamala Harris. Black people open up a can of worms on themselves when they open up the thought of, okay, I can think freely and I can think on my own. We don't have to use groupthink. When we started doing that, it started making niggas look upset, because it gives people the prerogative not to believe in this stereotypical stuff when it comes down to some of these patriarchal things. Hello?
Okay. I don't know what that had to do with what you I was trying to say when you interrupted me, but okay.
Okay.
The floor is yours, Justin.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
I'm giving you an opportunity now to just get everything to say what you want to say, your focal points and everything. Because it seems like every time you just cut me off, so I'm going to let you.
Here's the thing: when you end the conversation, then I think it's time to talk. Okay.
But if I was still talking.
Okay, Jason, continue.
I was still trying to get out my whole the thing about Erykah Badu, and you just went right into that woman, and I don't even know what she was talking about.
What I'm saying in the gist of the situation, Erykah used her thinking, because she was just like, is this really real, or was it really a news? Is this possible? And I think that when it correlates to this conversation, people are using that rational thought when situations are posted on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and things like that. Because so much of the stuff is, it could be fake, it could be untrue. You have different parody sites that push an agenda to get people outraged. And sometimes, like, you do have to question what is going on. Even though I think in that tweet that Erykah had, the man came back with visual proof that it was a noose in the situation, because that's actually in the document itself. So even before that conversation ended, she had already come back and corrected herself. So I don't, you know.
Okay. And what I was trying to say is, before I'm not really an Erykah Badu fan. So before I joined a bandwagon and just 86 her, I needed to find out more information, because again, sometimes we see stuff because, like, for instance, we're still in the Jesse thing. I've seen people, and I'm not going to say their names, but I've seen people make posts saying that the Chicago police said what he said was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand, which I was one of those people, and I can admit that I was one of those people. I was one of those people that needed. I don't know why she is calling me and I'm doing the show. Let me see if I can text her and let her know that I'm on the show. She's still calling. I'm doing the show. So I saw, as I was saying, I saw somebody post, and I saw a post where they were saying that it was a lie. Then I've seen people's posts saying, well, what was he doing outside at 4? Oh, my God. Thank you, Colin. And I've seen posts where people were saying, can someone please page Aunt Javon and tell her that I am doing the show and I cannot talk to her right now? Thank you, Daddy. Somebody text her and let her know that I'm doing the show. So I saw those things, and it was just like, well, why couldn't he be out of his house at 2:00 in the morning? That's what I'm trying to do, focus on the show. And it was like, why couldn't he be out of his house at 2:00 in the morning? I left my house at 2:00 in the morning to go to get something. He's a normal person. Everybody has the right to do that. But what bothers me is that if you got a letter, first of all, you got a letter to your job, and sometimes I overthink stuff. You get a letter to your job that should have been screened before it got to you, especially because that's considered hate mail. So you get a note to your job that threatens your life, and everybody has the right to live their life and be human and live. So, but you get a note, something like that, I take seriously. Because my brother because my brother was murdered, if I get into a confrontation with somebody and people have said it all the time, people have threatened me at balls. When I see you on site or if I see you in the parking lot, whatever. I take all that, I don't take it serious, but I take it serious enough that I'm on guard. I'm on point. I'm aware of my surroundings. Somebody knows something. If something should happen to me, these are the avenues that you should start with. And I'm not going to be one of those people that say he was wrong because he had every right to leave his house. But I don't agree with you people, those people that want to say that this is a made-up story because they're now trying to push an LGBT agenda. I'm just not agreeing with that. He would subject himself or any person would subject themselves to being hurt to be the voice of an agenda. I don't see that. So for those people that are saying, well, this is just another ploy, this is just part of the agenda, stop. Because that's one more way that that's one more reason, and that's just one more way that they're dividing us. And we're already divided against each other. And then it's we're divided against each other, then it's us divided against them. And when I say it's us divided against them, some people may not agree with me, and some people may, and if you don't, you're entitled to how you feel. But I feel like just here in Baltimore alone, there's already a division between us, because if there wasn't a division, I can take it here. If there wasn't a division between the LGBT community and us, why do we need two prides? Why is there Black Pride and then there's regular LGBT Pride? So there's a division. Because if there wasn't a division, it would just be one whole pride. So why do we need to have our pride and then their pride? I've never understood. It seems like more is put into, and I can attest to that here in Baltimore. I don't know how wild it is in other cities, Mississippi, New York. I don't even know if Mississippi has a Black Gay Pride. And I'm not being funny. But I don't know how it is here. They go all out for LGBT pride. But Black Pride is like humdrum. You don't even really know that it is Black Pride. Is that our fault that it's not promoted right? It possibly could be. Is it our fault that we don't get the funding that we should? It could possibly be. But, again, if we're all one community, why is there a separation? Why is there a separation? And I've never understood that. So, no, at this point, no. Why am I celebrating pride if I can't celebrate all pride? They don't have – the Asians don't have their own pride. The Hispanics don't have their own pride. So why does there have to be a Black pride and a regular pride? Because we shouldn't even have to say regular pride. Why is there just two separate – so we already separate. They don't want – and I can attest to this in Baltimore. They don't want us in their clubs, and I don't go. And I don't understand how, and maybe that's just because Sandra brought me up that way, that if you don't want my money, I'm not going to spend my money in your store. But we know that there are bars and there are clubs and there are places here in Baltimore that they will wait on 10 people before they wait on you. But we still patronize you. But we will still patronize these places. Every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday night, every happy hour. Why do we do these things? But then when we find out Tyrone possibly opened up a Black gay club for us to go to, we might go to Tyrone because his open night might have been free. And we'll go because as long as it's free. But as soon as Tyrone wants to charge a cover, and he has a right to charge a cover, as soon as Tyrone wants to charge a cover, we then have a problem with Tyrone's club, but yet we won't have a problem with going to Henry's bar where you wait 30 minutes before closing to get your first drink, and they look at you and they tell you they don't want you in there, and they look at you like you stink. But these are the problems that we have. And then I know that I have friends that will say, well, Jason, you just racist anyway. You just don't like those people. That's not the case at all. Because I will go where I'm welcome. I will go where, if you treat me right, I don't care what color your skin is, but if you respect me and you treat me right, then I'll come back. I've never understood that. I can have a group of friends. And don't get me wrong, if you ever come to Baltimore, there is like one club called the Drinkery, and if Enrique listening, Enrique can press one, and Enrique can tell you, and maybe I'm just too bougie for that club or whatever it is, but I can't stand the Drink. And it's a black club, and I just don't go there because maybe I don't think that I'm better than them. I just can't. I've tried, and I just can't. But I don't understand how we will go and we will fight to go to places where we're not wanted. We will fight to go to and to be in white restaurants where we're not wanted. And why would I want to be in a white LGBT restaurant that I know they don't want me in, and they got to cook my food? So I got to think, Lord Jesus, let me pray for this food, and let me not die before I leave this place. I will never understand that. We have a caller, so let me bring them on. 202-487, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jason? What's up, Jason?
So the thing with Jason Smollett, I feel like it was an inside job
almost, because if they sent the letter to Fox Studios, they were supposed to be able, they have enough money to trace back where the letter came from, and I don't think it was like he took it as lightly as, you know, it's portrayed. I just believe that it was somebody that knew him or somebody that was watching him for a minute, and the ski mask thing, all of this, the whole story just sounded a little shaky. It sounded a little shaky, but if he had broken ribs, I don't think he would be that that petty just to put out something to boost ratings or to get some clout as far as, like an agenda for what the LGBTQ community.
Right.
I don't think it's that. But I also said, well, the thing that was bothering me was because how social media and everybody, is really talking about it. It's on all the news circuits. But when transgender people, I'm not transgender, but transgender people get murdered in the streets and all of that, it's not talked about as much. And I was saying, well, maybe because he's a celebrity, he's well-known, he's liked and all that. So to me, I was kind of perplexed. I was perplexed because if Fox Studio got the letter days before this happened, I think that, like you said, it should have been a little bit more security around him. And I even think that he would even have more security. So somebody knew his movement. And then with the media circuits and the news outlets, I feel that for them to highlight him and not the other people that was just slain and murdered in different places, like the dude, the Buck guy, how it's not as televised or it's not as publicized as this situation. Thank God he wasn't murdered, but I'm just saying.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, caller. I'm trying to think. Thank you, caller. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm trying to remember if it was Mississippi or if it was somewhere, because I saw the article, and I think it's on my page, but I don't remember how far back it's on my page, because I was outraged by the fact that two African-American men were lynched, literally lynched. And it made its way to Facebook because it really did happen, but it did not make national news. It didn't make any news outlet other than Facebook. And these were two African-American men that were lynched. And nothing was done. I understand where some people are coming from, where they have been lynching us since Trump has been in office. Quality has been kept. They have been lynching us and killing us straight or gay for some time now. And is it a good thing? Is it a good thing that this? No, it's not a good thing that this happened to him. It's unfortunate that it happened to him. But if the good thing from it that comes about is that it unite, because it's not going to unite us, because it's going to still be us against them. And we need to at some point just realize that the African American straight community we may never get the support from them that we want from them. We will continue to support them and march with them, fight with them, and stand up for them, but we will never get the support from them that we want. We will never get the support from the African American church that we want. We will never get the support from, unless you just live in one of those communities, you're never going to get the support from your community that you're looking for from them, because they care to a degree. As long as I can't say this about all of them, but it is just what it is. As long as we're making them laugh, as long as we're doing their hair, as long as it's something that they benefit from us, it's going to be okay. That part is going to be okay. But when it comes to our rights, when it comes to our struggles, they will never see us as equally as we see them. And it's just that simple. For the longest time, some of y'all were ride or die for Nikki. That's somebody else I never liked. For the longest time, y'all was ride or die Nikki. Until some of y'all started saying what she had to say. Some of y'all was ride or die, and I even like Cardi B, but some of y'all was ride or die Cardi B till her boyfriend or her husband started saying some of the dumb shit she said. And y'all still stood by.
Baby, that's two different things. That is two different things. Your boyfriend having issue with gay people is different from you having issue with gay people. And we're not gonna make that mutually exclusive. So it's not gonna be surprising that a black man is gonna have issue with gay people. So we're not even gonna play that. I'm going back on mute.
Don't mute yourself. You're entitled to your opinion. If that's how you feel about her, that's how you feel about her, and I respect that. But
the Nikki thing pissed me off with her. But you know what I'm saying? To me, it was how do I say, atypical? If that's, you know, it was an answer that I expect. I did not expect it from her, but it was an atypical response and answer about things like that. And it was sad because people still was out supporting her with that, you know, with that, I won't even call it music, but with that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, somebody's telling me something. When it comes to black news, the news media don't care. If they talk about it, it's only for one, which is true. Because black kids go missing every day, and it don't ever make the news. But let Jessica down the street go missing for more than 5 minutes, a fucking hamburger has gone off. Hey, Kelly, welcome to the live. Let me see if there's any other callers. No, there's no other callers. 487, please press 1 and take your hand down, unless it was something else you wanted to say. I'm into Cardi, retarded ass, I can't lie. Well, I don't know. I'm going to take a minute and pay a bill, and we will be right back.
The Power of Pride Ball, the 10th annual Pop X.
Friday, 5 April 2019.
Host, Cash Mizrahi, legendary Oso Melon, icon Angel Yamamoto, icon Danny Ebony, MCs for the evening, icon Jack Mizrahi and Johnny Melon. Where? At the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables, 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida. 833-1345. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS starts at 9 p.m. Ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables, $250. Includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Eight general tables, $200. Includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number one, best dress, 5 points. Mini grand prize number two, bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number three, open to all team phase, 3 points per phase. Mini grand prize number four, pride awareness campaign as a house, 5 points. Come in peace or leave in pieces.
To answer your question, Ms. Humphreys, I think that's her last name, when you asked what did Cardi B have to do with the topic, the reason that I brought Cardi B up was that there are people, we as gay people look up to celebrity-wise who have boyfriends or who have said things in a negative light against our community. As Justin said, she didn't say it, her boyfriend said it, but she did not, as a woman, and that's her boyfriend, she didn't correct him. And that's just how I feel about that situation, that if you are an ally to our community and you're dating someone who isn't, it is your job to educate them on our community. Justin, you
want
to say something?
Here's the thing. I do feel like if you are a heterosexual man or woman and your partner or mate has espouses hate toward gay people or something like that, if you were my friend and you and I were cool and your partner was totally against gay people or whatever and they had all this shit to say or whatever, I expect you as my friend to stand up for me or at least say something. You know what I'm saying? If you might not even say shit in front of me, you're going to get that shit together. You know what I'm saying? So they can pull themselves together. Because, like, at the end of the day, my thing is what people need to realize is all we're trying to do is live and survive just like you. Regardless of what goes on, we're still trying to live our lives. And I think that people forget that. I think that a lot of black men take offense to us because we get so much attention. Because in reality, we've been people who get people to pay attention to gay people because we're funny, we're keys. It is what it is in most situations. We cool people. So we get attention. And I think that black men just take offense to it because they're used to having that type of adoration or that type of whatever, but it's on a different scale. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to explain to people that regardless of how you may internally feel about gay people, we just want to do us and be us, not bother you, and going about our business. You know?
Right. I mean, I the first Mr. Humphreys, I don't know. Well, I don't know if you're a man or woman, so. You're right. We don't know if they had an argument behind closed doors or whatever. And frankly, I don't care. I do care, and then I don't care if they discussed it behind closed doors. My point is that if it was publicly done and he said something public, just the same way if he said it publicly, he's then come back and publicly say what I said was ignorant or along the lines of da 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 da.
But he did do that.
I apologize. He did.
Yes. Girl.
Okay. I'm the mom of a gay. Okay, you're a woman. Okay, you're the mom of a gay son. Cool. And then I don't have a beef. If he came back and his apology wasn't genuine or whatever it was, but it was just publicly done, then that's fine. But my thing is, when you're in the public eye, just like with D.O. Houston and Kevin Hart and all the rest of them, I don't need, to be honest with you, I don't need, it would be nice if they were allies to the black community, because then they would open the doors to other black men. Because I get sick and tired of going to the barbershop. Well, it doesn't happen in my barbershop because half of my barber's clientele is jack. So they don't have those ignorant conversations in the barbershop at my barbershop. And then when conversations about gays and straights come up, it might be one or two ignorant people, but then once the conversation gets going, they open up their eyes. And like I say, you ain't ever got to respect me. But and because my biggest thing, like my cousin's boyfriend, me and him
ready.
Have jokes, and we joke all the time. And he was like, well, Jason, how did you know that you was gay? And I turned around and was like, well, how did you know you was straight? And I was like, well, how did you know you were straight? So then he was like, well, Jason, have you ever slept with a woman? And I was like, no. So he was like, well, how do you know? And he was like, well, then how do you know you're straight? I said, well, have you ever slept with a man? How do you know you're not gay? And he was like, I get it. And I'm like, and my thing is, like, I've asked a lot of straight men, why are you concerned? What does what I do in my bedroom? The issue was he didn't support anybody. Okay, we're past the Cardi B and him situation.
You know that's going to bring up a whole conversation.
Well, that's a whole nother stuff. The issue that I have with black men in this community is, why are you so concerned with what I do or what we do in the privacy of our bedroom? If you're not interested in what's going on in my bedroom, why is it your concern? Because I don't concern myself with what you and your girlfriend do wherever y'all do it at. That has nothing to do with me. So why does my personal life, how does my personal life affect you to the point that you have to sit in a barbershop and have conversations like, I just can't imagine kissing another man? Well, why are you even trying to imagine kissing another man unless it's something that you wanted to do? The first time engaging without my son making me, because always say, live your life, God loves you, the world. Amen. And that bothered me. So, like, when me and my cousin-in-law will have conversations, like, I have another friend that right now he has an issue with a lot of the trans things that are going on, because he feels like, and that's another thing that you all, that the straight community sometimes have a problem with. We are not your sounding board. And I mean, and it's good that some of you feel comfortable enough that you have gay friends that you can ask questions to. But sometimes you have to go out there and do the research and do the work yourself. And it's okay, because like the friend that I'm about to talk about, he says, Jason, is it okay that I feel like this trans thing is just, I'm like, you are entitled to your opinion, because sometimes I feel like, because there are things that I see, and let's be real honest here, there are things that we see in our own community, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, every day, that we all feel like it's an embarrassment to us, and it's setting us back. Let's all be, if you can't admit that right now, that there is something wrong with you, because I know that there are things that I have seen today alone that piss me off to the point I'm like, this is why they feel the way that they do. Because although we are all individuals, and let's be very clear, because we are all individuals, they know that we are all individuals. But they're going to, because of one person or a few people, they're going to lump us all into that one category. Just like they do with white people. All black people are thieves on welfare. They steal, they rape, they kill. That's the same mentality. It's the same mentality. So, but how do you change that? Because everybody has the right of freedom of expression. Everybody has the right to make themselves if they want to. Everybody has a right to try to get that 5 minutes of fame, however they choose to succeed or not succeed at becoming the star that they want to be in 2019 with what everything's going on. But when do you say enough is enough? When do you say that's not funny, sis? You're not helping us, sis. You're hurting us, sis. Stop. When do we say, and I'm not going to name names because I could name names, and it's not like one of those I'm here for this shit type situations, but there are people. We have seen trans women making complete asses of themselves in stores just for attention. We've seen gay men walking around in stores with cowboy boots on and a flip-flop and boy panties just to make a scene, thinking that it's funny, knocking shit over in a store. Where is the funny? That's not even funny when straight people do it. So where is the funny when gay people do it? I'm just one of those older gays that it's just that time for me to sit in my rocking chair and just sing songs and knit sweaters and stuff like that because I'm tired. I am literally tired of having to defend because, honestly, we have to defend their foolishness. Whether we want to admit it or not, at some point in level, there's somebody that's going to come to you and ask you, did you see this? And you have to defend that dumb shit because they're going to think, well, did you act like that? You don't act like that. Do you know how many times, and I am not the most masculine person in the planet, and I'll tell you that I'll go to Macy's and go to the mat counter and get my face beat whenever the fuck I feel like doing it. I'll go get my nails manicured and a pedicure and all that and don't give two flying fucks because I pay those bills to do those things. But do you know how many times I get sick and tired of someone saying, well, why do they have to do that? Why do they have to be over the top? Why do they have to be that extra? Do you have to be that extra? And then I go back to hearing my mother in my voice and saying, baby, sometimes you got to dial it back just to protect yourself. Sometimes you got to dial. You ain't got to hide who you are, but sometimes you just got to dial it back just because. One, you black, and then second, you're gay. You gotta dial it back. And we've all been it. I could go back to that first time we were in Texas. We was in Texas in the mall. We weren't overly gay when it was like, where y'all going at the night? And I was offended by that, and you knew that I was offended by that.
So they had spooked you?
It is not.
You was mad because you got spooked.
It's because I could care less about getting spooked, but it's a time and a place for everything. And that was not the place. If when I worked in J. Crew, when I worked in the Gap, if gay people came in there, I was the first, like, hey, girl, how you doing, da-da-da-da. No, it was none of that. I was there to do my job, and I did my job. When gay people come to my job now, I'm not overly, hey, girl, I'm one of you, too, hoo-hoo-boo-boo-boo. No, I'm doing my job. I know when, where, and how to do what and whatever. Extreme behavior is always going to grab attention. People know what. Exactly. And that is the thing. What is the need for everybody to know who you are or what you're doing? I hung out with my friends and we did, and some of them extreme. And we would walk through certain neighborhoods, and the boys would throw bottles at them, and they would run. And I would walk, keep on tipping, and I would walk through that same neighborhood and be like, well, ain't nothing happening to me, so I don't know what, I don't understand why they throwing bottles and rocks at y'all. And I got through. Maybe because I was 6'4", I don't know. But My computer just cut off, so let me, I'm trying to cut that back on. My mom is right. I guess the age group of gay and transgender makes a difference, but you don't have to, what is she saying? You don't have to defend the behavior arguments, young or old people behavior. If behavior, I guess it could be a stigma on it. Even if it is a stigma, there is a time and a place for everything. And if they think that, and as Michelle Obama said, when they go low, you go high. Even if because you are gay, you don't have to be playing. And that was one of the things that I did. I mean, that was one of the things that I watched, even though I don't watch Empire as much as I do. There was one of the reasons that I really liked Empire because it showed gays, black gays and different, although they still made Jamal Arms somewhat like a whore and making it seem like we all promiscuous and we just jump from one relationship to another, but straight people do the same damn thing. It just showed us that not all gay people fit into that stereotype, that not all gay people on TV are flamboyant, not all gay people want to be women, not all gay people hate women, because that's yet another stereotype in our community that we have to somehow erase or eradicate, that we want to be women, so that's why we hate them. Because, no, I love women. Although I love women and I have done drag, I don't hate you because my mother was a woman. I have sisters. I have nieces. So I don't have a problem with women. I have a problem with women that have a problem with me, and that's their issue, that for whatever reason that they have an issue. But I digress. We need to come. I mean, we need to come up with solutions to these 202-487. You are back. 202-487, you're back. But we need to come up with solutions to some of these things because, one, we're not all going to be your girlfriend. I'm not going to be your muse, your pocketbook. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here to make you laugh. I'm not your key.
So I think that we living in 2019, there is some things that are still dragging in from the old, but I feel like the part of the LGBT community that suffers the most are the women that are going through transition. And as far as the male, I don't feel like they are as much going through what was going on back in the 80s or the 90s. I feel that we're living in this new evolution where everybody is more accommodating, or people are more so understanding, because at one point it was more so like all the gay men wanted the heterosexual men, and that's why they don't want them around, et cetera, like that. However, I do believe that ignorance, you can't, there's nothing you can do with ignorance. So people are going to be who they are. I don't think that it could be like, you know, just like white people, they think that we still, I work with a mixture of all different ethnicities, and what I realized is that what makes me offended don't offend them. And it was kind of sort of like, you have to learn the culture that you're around. You have to know, you have to learn people, and you have to give people the benefit of the doubt. I just don't feel like, I don't feel like people are supposed to accept you just because you're a certain way, or don't accept you because you're a certain way. I just think that's human instinct, or that's just the way a person was raised. I don't feel like there's a separation. I just feel like, because like you said, you just because of who you're having sex with, that doesn't make you, like that's not who you're introducing to the world. You're introducing to the world that your name is Jason, and Jason is walking down the street. However, there is somebody else that is wearing boy shorts inside of Macy's with stiletto heels with nothing else on. You're making a fool out of yourself. So because we're part of the same community, you're doing this and I'm doing this. You know, it's like, what do you do? Like, how do you educate? You don't educate. That's irrational. This is rational. And I just don't feel like there should be tutorials. I don't feel like there should be tutorials in 2019. I feel that there's enough education in movies now. There's enough education everywhere. And like you said, we do hair, we do this, we do that, we do all these things for people, for cisgender women, and we're also now doing it for males and things like that. But it's just, I think ignorance is something that is like, you know, like if you go to the corner store in a local hood and you are being flamboyant, switching down the street, dudes are going to say something. You know that, like straight off the bat, that's just what it is. So don't go to the store. And then what do you say? Well, why should I have to go to another store? No, that's just not you. That's just like a person that have on Gucci sneakers and you walking through a hood where they sell drugs. Oh, everybody down here don't got no Gucci sneakers, so why would you go there? Why would you, you know what I'm saying? Why would you put yourself in harm's way? And I don't think now we're, like I said, 2019 is so inclusive. I don't feel like there is such stigmas, but as far as transgender people that are in their transition, you know, it's different levels and it's different, you know, you evolve as you go, but in the beginning stages, if you're not a soft girl, you know, as you go through your transition, it's those phases, it's kind of hard, and people begin to attack you verbally, they begin to attack you physically and things like that. I think those are the ones that we have to, like, rally around and to protect because they're expressing their authentic self. And I feel that most people feel like that's not their responsibility to explain. But if this person's mental is being affected because they don't feel like they're in the right body or they don't feel they feel that they are a woman internally mm-hmm. but externally don't match, and they're trying to express themselves the best way they don't know, and somebody is tearing them down, you know, that's when you would get in and you would educate. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
not to cut you off. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to do it and bring it up. One of my friends, my straight friend, tagged me in, or he inboxed me a video, and I think I put it on my page. Where it was Savannah, and she was wherever it is, Savannah. We all know Savannah, and I already have my own issues with Savannah for the simple fact that you're getting high on camera, you're making an ass out of yourself, and then you're doing it under the umbrella of you are a trans woman, and this is not going to be one of those things where I as a gay, transgender loving man can tell a transgender woman how to live her life, how to be a woman, how to do anything, because I can't. Just like she can't, although at one point mm-hmm. in time in her life, she may have been a butch queen or she may have never felt like a butch queen, but she was still a man at some point. So I can address that part. But when you are being ignorant and loud and rude and disrespectful and you're telling people to use the right pronouns, but in the same sentence that you're telling them to use the right pronouns, you're telling them to suck your dick. How am I to stand with you and defend you and say I stand with my sister in this when you are disrespecting them as much as them disrespecting you? Now, I don't know. I didn't see the whole video because they didn't send me the whole video clip, so I don't know how it started. I don't know how it started, and frankly, I don't care. It was just what I saw was enough to already disgust me. Because I'll go to the Caucasian transgender woman in the GameStop that said, I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman. If you're a woman, and again, I can say, because I'm just literally saying, if you're a woman, then act like one. But if you're in a store and you're acting like the Hulk, I can't get upset if they call you the Hulk. There is a movie that, and it goes through so many different levels. The blinding spot. And if you all have, it did make its way to a lot of movie theaters. I really think that it should have been that it was Oscar worthy, but it did not receive, it didn't even get all the accolades that it should have. If I don't even know, I know that it's on a Fire Stick. It's called The Blinding Spot. It's about a black man whose friend, it's, for those that don't know, it's about a black man who's friends with a white man. And there is a particular scene in this movie where this white man was actually causing all the problems that the black man was having. And this particular scene, the black man finally says to him, "You are the nigga that they think I am, but you're the nigga that they're looking for." And it makes it, and that could be used to so many levels that if you want them to treat you and see you as a woman, and sometimes they will never, they're never going to see you, because sometimes they're not even going to see us as humans, because then sometimes they're just going to see us as freaks of nature, and they're going to feel like we all have a mental disorder. But when you're walking around as a trans woman or as a gay man and you're doing stuff, stupid stuff,
extra ass shit.
What you say?
Extra ass shit.
But you know what though, too? I just also feel like when you say when they, who is they? Because I feel as
the heterosexual community.
But see, you don't even worry about them. You worry about who you are. You work on doing your self work, and your self work it pushes away all of that. You know, because that's what I was trying to say. People are people. No matter who you are, whether you're straight, gay, black, white, they're going to be people. So if you're ignorant, you're going to say whatever you want. There's nothing that I can do to educate you, because you don't want to know. You just, that's it. But if you are a human being in this 2019, they're not on it like that. Now, if you're just a hater and you just got something to say, that's just what it is. It's like, with Savannah and this other person, I just think that they were felt disrespected, but Savannah got a whole lot of stuff. She was doing the most. But I just feel like when they were in this situation, they just felt as if they were offended. So of course they were upset. They were angry. They weren't thinking about, you know, being a lady. Then they were just thinking about protecting themselves. You know, so I don't feel like, you know, in that respect, when they were attacked, that they, you know, will be a lady. You know what I'm saying? You do, you know, you don't know what you would do in a situation. She could have just pumped off and been like, okay, so right.
Carla,
I'm just saying.
Carla, I love you, but I'm sorry. There has never been a situation yet where Savannah that has been on Facebook or YouTube or live, wherever, there has yet to be a situation where Savannah was a lady in that situation. We have another caller. I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you, caller. Press one and put your hand down. 240-619, you're on the air. 240-619.
Okay, we're talking about Savannah. Look at how Savannah disrespected a icon last night on live, and the icon paid it, and the icon should have, because the icon understood the situation, understood the mental health situation. We all
Bishop. First of all, hello, how are you? Happy New Year. Second of all, some of us may not know what that situation that you're talking about is that happened last night, so you might want to give the back situation.
Well, this morning when I got up for work, I was traveling on the train. I saw Divine tune in to Savannah's hip raws on the social media. And, you know, they talking about ballroom scene as well. Savannah said there is no ballroom scene. So, you know, Savannah was probably high, of course, as usual. The thing is, you know, Divine, you know, she was just talking to her. Divine was actually trying to be like the mother-like
but then on top of that understood, but then on top of that was letting her know I'm not using you as well, but I'm trying to let you know certain things. And Savannah took the criticism wrong. And Savannah basically was Savannah. Garcon, Garcia, whatever. But then on top of that, Divine quickly hung up. It's like, I'm over it. I'm done with it. My thing with the situation with the social media, it's a lot of people out here, and I agree to that caller on one thing. It's a lot of people out here that get on lives, and they get paid for it. Savannah is one of them because Savannah does the most outrageous things. And I'm, for me, it's like selling yourself to the devil. People are getting paid now on the social media, Facebook and Instagram, for having over 1,000 people, viewers. They're getting paid $1 each and every viewer. Once they reach 1,000, they're getting, it's like kind of starting over. They're getting, now they're into a dollar market. Man, I'm telling you, I know some dudes on Facebook that are getting permission from that person to hack their page, to let them make a fool of themselves. Gay, straight, whatever, crackheads, whatever, they're letting them do these things to themselves, and they're paying them for them to basically live how they're living. And people really, see, people think it's like, it's a fake news thing. No, these people are living badly, and they're showing you that they're living badly, but they still getting paid off of these things. So whether it's the LGBT community, or whether it's the straight community, or whether it's any community, if you are acting out the norm on Facebook and you're getting paid for it, you have basically, it's basically insanity to me for me to, like, look at you, let you make a fool of yourself, let people come on your live, and this is the insanity part about it. People that have the right mind are looking at these people and vouching for these people. Vouching. They not telling them, man, you don't make no sense right now, but you're getting these viewers, and everybody is dick-riding each other, and they dick-riding Savannah because she get a lot of viewers. Everybody is so much caught up in the entertainment of the social media to where they don't know the facts or what's going on with that person. And the thing is, it's like a triangle. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm talking about, man. It's like,
I understand what you're saying, Bishop. Bishop, we got another caller, so I'm gonna put you back on hold. Thank you for calling in, Bishop. I'm gonna put you back on hold, man. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, private caller, you are gone. Justin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't be all quiet now.
I mean, I thought, here's the thing. A lot of y'all are just getting hip to stuff that's been going on. It's like y'all just, it's like y'all been asleep for, I don't know, it's like y'all waking up in the Matrix or some shit. But this shit has been going on for a minute. Like, it's people who have, you know, have careers out of this social media thing, and it is some people who just use it to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I really, as far as bringing, I don't have a way to, I can't judge somebody for doing something or doing something, even if it's, only thing that I can say is I'm not watching it. I don't support it. If I don't support it and I don't watch it, I don't give it the energy. It's sad, but,
right.
You know, I hate to see somebody go through a self-destruction thing, and that's what I look at when I look at her.
not that anything's wrong, because I don't want nobody to jump out of the bag and go try to report I said something such and such. The reality is, like, you know, it is what it is. I don't. It's sad that that's her tough situation.
I'm sorry, because I just get on Justin for cutting me off. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, the white lady is saying we have about 60 seconds before we go into report mode. So if you get disconnected, you will not. You can continue to watch from the live, but you will not be able to call back into the show. If you're watching from the live and the live gets disconnected, you got about 30 seconds there to call in to continue before it goes into record mode. Once we're into record mode, we will not be here. We'll be here for a few minutes more, but we will not be here for much longer after that because I got to get up in the morning.
I got work to do.
But do not forget that next Monday we will be back for Petty Mondays with the icon herself. I will not be in on Monday. I am taking the night off in protest of said events that are going to be going on over the weekend. If you don't stand up for the things that you believe in, you'll fall for anything. So I will not be on in solidarity for all those people that have been victims of all of them. So I will not be on Monday. We will be back on Tuesday. Our same regular time, 10 o'clock. Live in Living Color. I enjoy it. Blessings to you all. Thank you, Miss Humphreys. I hope you continue to come back and be a part, and I commend you. Your son is an awesome guy to have a mom like you. I wish there were more women like you that were supportive of their children. This community. We need more moms like you in our community. So continue to do what you do and be the light for your son. So with that being said, I don't know. we covered a lot. We opened up a door. This is a table topic that we can continue to have. But again, until we can come to a meeting of the mind, it's going to always feel like it's us against them in this community. But until we can work on us within our own community, it's going to always be a battle and a struggle between us and us and then us against them. And then sometimes the them will have us helping them to destroy us.
That's a lot of them.
So we, it's because it's a lot of them. Because it's a lot of them. So we have to find some type of way to come together and unite. And it's just no separation. We need to figure out a way to support our trans sisters and that's a whole nother show that I wanted me and Nicole to do one day. But because there are issues between us and our trans sisters that we need to get over. And there's a hurt there and we know why the hurt. Some of us know why the hurt is there and others don't. But there's a hurt there that we need to figure out how to unite us as a whole. Because, again, I've seen my trans sisters make posts like when a trans sister gets killed, nobody says anything. And I've seen posts from Butch Queens where when things happen to Butch Queens, we're our trans sisters. So we have to figure out where – how to stand together in solidarity with each other when it comes to those things as a whole. Because if not, they're going to continue. It's going to be them against us, and it's a lot more of them than it is us. It's no shade. So it really is. To my trans sisters and to my Butch Queen brothers, I suggest that in these coming days, as my grandma would say, the end of days, I don't suggest violence. I don't. But sometimes you gotta knock a bitch to let a bitch know just exactly who you are. As the same thing as they used to say in the civil rights movement, don't go anywhere alone if you don't have to. Take two people with you, lock arms. If that's what you gotta do, then that's what you need to do. Make sure that you always have a hammer, a screwdriver, a taser. And if you don't have no felonies, if you can get a gun, then you get a gun to protect yourself. Because sometimes pepper spray just
and
ain't
I think
enough.
That, I honestly think the people are gonna gag when that happens. When they run up on somebody that's really got that action for them, they really gonna gag. Cause like it's time out for the bullshit. You're not gonna run up on me. You're not gonna run up on the dog. That's just not gonna happen.
Curtis, how long you been a backdoor rider? I've been a backdoor rider as long as your mother was getting backdoor rode by my African American fathers and cousins.
What?
I suggest you get your colonizing ass off this post before you get your feelings hurt. Transgender shouldn't be able to own guns. They are mentally unstable. It sounds like oh, girl, I got time. Because this is not what you want. You, Andy, you know what? Everybody say hi to Curtis. Because we about to read the shit out of Curtis.
Hey, Curtis. Hey, girl. You know what? That's one of the things that I've kind of dreaded about social media, and it's made me kind of step back from using social media because it opens up doors with stuff like that and people like that. And people are crazy, legitimately crazy. Just like today, the shooting that they had in Las Vegas, they found that there was just no cause for it. The guy just did it to do it. There was no valid reason, nothing. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is people need to start being mindful with their interactions with social media and some of the interactions that they do, because a lot of people are that crazy. And they will come to your house, and they will truly try to hurt you, or they will find where you are and truly try to hurt you. So you have to be mindful of those things, because you're opening the doors to let people know where you are, what you're doing, and everything. So yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. That's just a reality right now.
Let me just say this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize, because when they go low, sometimes we're supposed to go high. And then there are times when they go low, you go lower. Curtis, I refuse to go as low as you are. I mean, I would hate me too if I didn't know where I came from. I would hate me too if I was descended from cavemen, that while my ancestors were kings and queens in Africa, your ancestors were eating raw meat in caves. I would hate me too if I really didn't have my own history. I would hate me too if I came to a land and we stole that land and we robbed and raped and beat people and put people in slavery just to say that we could feel superior to those people. I would hate me too. I would hate me too if I had to wake up every morning and look just like you. I would hate myself every morning if I had to get up, look in the mirror, and realize that I am a minority in a civilization where we're living in a place where there is a man with orange paint on his face and a bad toupee walking around saying he's going to build a wall that people can still get over or under. I would hate me too. I would hate me too if every morning I woke up and realized that my mother and my father were really sister and brother or cousin. I would hate me too. So what I suggest, you take your Amos and Andy looking ass on, go find out who your real pawpaw is and your mama, because this ain't what you want. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bid you a good night until next week. I will figure out what we will be doing, what I will be doing for Black History Month. As as the week progressed. Like I said before, last year I did all African-American theater. I'm trying to, maybe this year I'll do all African-American civil rights, gay civil rights leaders or activists. I have not made up my mind yet, but I will figure out something Rome Richards is black as well. I don't even know, I didn't even see what Rome Richards had to say, but he probably somewhere waiting for his father to come in the room after he got off his mother to get on him. But, again, anyway, when they go low, sometimes I go lower. But I'm not going to do that because they're not worth it. So on that note, do you have any STDs? No, but I'm quite sure your mom and your dad.
Girl, what in the world? What conversation is you? It's on the live?
It's on the live. Do you have any STDs? No, I don't, but I'm quite sure your mom and your dad does. Because they gave birth to your ignorant ass. So that's an STD. Michelle Blackwall. Wait a minute, is that the wrong person? Yeah, another troll. And that troll is deleted. So before we get bombarded by the trolls, because it seems like it's the bewitching hour, we're going to end this live because I don't want Kelly to get put in jail for another 60 days. So everyone, thank you for tuning in. Did you ever go for braces, both teeth cut up, and your...
Oh, bye. You all have a good weekend.
Okay, good night. Justin, I'll call you in a few minutes.
The Power of Pride Ball, the 10th annual PopX,
Friday, 5 April 2019.
Host, Cash Ms. Rocky, legendary Oso Melon, icon Angel Yamamoto, icon Danny Ebony, MCs for the evening, icon Jack Ms. Rocky, and Johnny Melon. Where? At the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables, 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33145. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS starts at 9 p.m. Ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables, $250, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. 6-10. Eight general tables, $200, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. 6-10. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number one, best dress, 5 points. Mini grand prize number two, bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number three, open to all team faces, 3 points per face. Mini grand prize number four, pride awareness campaign as a house, 5 points. Come in peace or leave in pieces.